Kevin De Leon will be running against Dianne Feinstein in the 2018 California Senate race. I spoke with Jack Pitney, professor of American politics at Claremont McKenna College, about the candidates.
Dianne Feinstein is the favorite, but Kevin De Leon definitely has a chance. As party leader in the state Senate, he has a large network of political contacts. He can raise a sufficient amount of money to mount a credible campaign. He also has the support and enthusiasm of the progressive wing of the Democratic Party. And Feinstein, although she has a very distinguished record, hasn't really had a competitive race since 1994. So she's out of practice when it comes to a tough political campaign. Under those circumstances, I think De Leon has at least a chance of being very competitive in this race.
Regarding what you're saying about Feinstein not having a competitive race for a while, Feinstein at some point asked for patience when dealing with President Trump and expressed that he had the potential to be a good president. Do you think this will alienate progressive voters or have any consequences for her career?
It will give a talking point to Kevin De Leon and the progressive wing of the party. She is by no means a supporter of President Trump, and she was trying to be diplomatic. But nevertheless, a comment like that can, in isolation, sound very damaging to her and be very disappointing to Democrats who want to see full-throated 24/7 opposition to President Trump. So it's probably a bit of a liability for her, though by itself it certainly would not be sufficient to change the results of the campaign.
Some say De Leon's campaign creates infighting that may fragment an already weak party, while others say De Leon is appealing to a sector of Democratic constituents who are not normally heard. What are your thoughts?
Well, I don't think the Democratic Party is weak in the state of California. Democrats control every single statewide office. They have supermajorities in the state legislature, enormous advantage in party registration. So I think the party is, at least in California, strong enough to sustain a competitive primary.
So even with multiple candidates running, you feel that, a Democratic candidate will likely pull through?
It's very likely that we could end up with a Democrat-on-Democrat race in November as well. There's very little doubt that at least one Democrat will come out of the top two primary, and very likely two. So I don't think there's much danger to the Democratic Party in having a competitive race.
Though De Leon voted for Senator Hillary Clinton in the 2016 presidential primaries, he is seen by some as the political descendant of Bernie Sanders in his left-wing anti-establishment rhetoric. In what ways is Leon similar to Sanders, and in what ways does he differ?
Well, in a very important way, he's similar in that he supports Medicare for all, single-payer system. Different in that he, almost by definition, is a member of the Democratic establishment as the party leader in the Senate, whereas Sanders is very much an outsider, really only identified as a Democrat fully during the campaign. So there are both similarities and differences, though, when it comes to ideology. That's the wing of the party that Kevin De Leon is appealing to.
This has been Kate Kessner for KCSB News.